Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, bud. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is Danny and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it. You gotta see it.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Oh,
hey, happy Football Friday!
Football.
Hello to all that celebrate, which is
everyone,
because you kind of have to. There's no choice. It's a Football Friday. Let's go. Great weekend of football ahead of us.
A Yacht Rock Football Friday. Mm. Let's not bury the lead here.
Yeah, of course. Yacht Rock Football Friday. Nothing goes together like football and Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
Yep. There it is.
Like peanut butter and leather.
You said it, my man.
Peanut butter and leather.
You said it right.
Just
there.
Chewing on it.
Golly. God, nah. Yep, Yacht Rock Football Friday. Like, catch the fever. Like, Metal Monday, that works with football.
Yeah.
Even Wrestling Wednesday, that works with football season. Yacht Rock Friday leading you into the intense sport of football.
Do we need to flip Metal Monday to Metal Friday?
No.
No? Okay.
Because then you lose the alliteration.
Yeah.
You know? That's a big part of it.
Yacht Rock Friday?
Well, Football Friday. You lose the alliteration of Metal Monday.
Yes, you do lose the alliteration of...
That's very rude and it's very nasty.
Of Metal Monday. All right. Oh, man. Everybody have a good Thursday, huh?
Indeed.
We bouncing around? Everything's good?
I'm good.
Everything's good in this world? We're already starting. It is no school November, right? A lot of kids not having school already.
Wait, why?
Well, it's like this is when all the in-services happen.
Yeah.
I was new to no school November until my kids got into school, and I was like, wait. That's a thing?
Well, Monday is Veterans Day.
Yeah, this Monday is Veterans Day.
And then Thursday and Friday, my second grader, their school doesn't have, they're out because they're doing parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, you got conferences going on. And also there's some, like some schools are doing it today where they got no school. And that it's just like, and then you roll into like Thanksgiving where some district, they don't even have school like the whole week.
The whole week. No, yeah. That's Beaverton.
You guys don't have school the entire week?
The entire week. And when I was a kid, we only had Thursday and Friday off for Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
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 Kids these days.
Yeah.
They're so soft.
And they were like, be thankful you get Friday off.
Right?
You little hellion. It's like,
and now,
they're just like, yeah, just don't go to school. And then you come back for 2 weeks and then you get Christmas break. You're just gone all the time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, like you got all these grading days and Veterans Day, which I didn't have
this many days off.
My senior year, we just lopped off like half our school year.
Well, I mean, that's different.
We had budget cuts.
Yeah, but I mean,
Hillsborough School District really buttoned up with their financials in 2003.
Hey, we got to make this. We have a budget shortfall, so we're just going to cut school short.
My neighbor, was our principal. She lived like three houses down,
mm-hmm.
Which really gets in the way of a high school kid having a party. Let me tell
any
you
kind
what.
Of fun. Yeah.
When your principal lives three houses away
couldn't
from
even
you.
Be like a cool teacher. Oh, that had to be terrible.
Yeah. No, my principal is awesome.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Carol was great.
Had a decent principal.
But I, you know, it's probably saved me
from doing something that
yeah I mean, and it gave my parents like that blanket of comfort that
if they left they
even,
were fine.
You're dumb, you're not this dumb, and they were right.
Did you try to challenge them?
No, well, in several other ways. This was not one of them.
Okay.
I was smart enough not to have that, but I remember she pulled a few of us aside and said, you guys need to understand, you guys are getting out in May because of budget cuts.
May.
The beginning of May.
Wow.
Yeah. You guys cannot have a senior skip day. I know that's a tradition. I know you guys would love to do it.
You're getting a month off.
You literally will not be in the classroom long enough if you have unexcused absences.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay. She's like, you won't walk at graduation. You need to spread the word.
Because, yeah, that seems like that's getting awfully close to the, what is it, you know, the minimum number of education days required.
We were at the bare minimum. The entire, I think it was like right around October, we started lopping off one day every week. And then it was just like last month, boom, gone.
I had to...
It was wild.
Still no. Like,
that was awesome.
You had a cool principal. I had a counselor who just didn't care. My second semester of my senior year, nobody noticed that I was missing the necessary health credit.
Oh.
To graduate.
How about that?
So, like, I want to say a month before graduation, my counselor was like, hey, looking at your records here, you're a health credit short.
Oh.
And it's like, well, I can't take a class. He's like, yeah, you can't walk without it. And I was like, what do you mean?
How do you not take health?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right.
I had one.
Golly.
I had one. Like, I had one my freshman year. But I was supposed to take I was supposed to take back-to-back semesters, first and second semester. I was supposed to take health. Something ended up happening, and I got, Jeff, you'll remember this, at Beaverton, they had not the theater class, but it was like the behind-the-scenes
okay,
theater
sure.
arts, whatever. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like well, I mean, I think they maybe changed it because, you know,
yeah,
I'm a little bit older than you.
Yeah, I know. But
we just had plain old drama.
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't drama. It was like, lighting and...
Okay.
I never signed up for it.
Gotcha.
But, like, that's where they ended up putting me because all of the health classes were full because your problem was they didn't have enough money. My problem was we didn't have enough space.
Mm.
We had, like, the portables outside, and you had, like, 50 kids in a class because Beaverton was massive still then. But, yeah, I had to go and clep a health class to walk.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Was Mr. Erickson still there, the drama teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was my teacher. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Erickson.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead now.
Probably, I'm going to say super dead now.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mr. Erickson.
Rest in peace, James Erickson.
Super old when he was my teacher.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
His heart probably exploded because he was not the calmest fellow on the planet.
No, he's a screamer.
Yeah. He was a big-time screamer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Think of, like, the most, like...
drama teacher that was yelling.
Campy, like...
What's that movie about the band guy who's the drummer guy? Come on. Just came out. What? No. Just came out.
Just came out.
He was an a-hole, like, drum teacher. Come on.
Years ago. Yes, it's J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
And,
was Paul Giamatti in that?
Perhaps. Whiplash.
Whiplash. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
No, really?
Yeah.
All right. So this guy was a yeller?
Yeah. He would, he very, very emotional. Like, think about, like, you know, every time you see a movie and there's that person, the director in the crowd wants to, like, go, yes, yes, yes. And then, you know, something's wrong. No! How dare you ruin it? It's like,
yeah. So he's like a football coach out there.
Yeah. But, like, over the top theater performer / director, he was that. He's that guy. He cared.
Anything less than perfection, and he was not happy.
All right.
Yeah.
It made for interesting classes, for sure, because I'm like, what the hell am I doing here?
Yeah.
I have no interest in being here.
Yeah. Our drama teacher sucked. I didn't take any of their, like, drama classes, but she had to teach English. There were kids, like, she put us in these dumb tables that we had to sit at. I got a C. And I was like, why am I getting a C in this class? She's like, guilt by association. The kids around you are talking. I was like, that doesn't make sense at all.
That's not fair.
So you get degrees, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So that sucked. That leaves a stain on me with all drama teachers.
Mr. Yeah, no, he didn't suck. He was just a yeller.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. No school November. How about that?
Yeah, didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing, man. Yeah.
So I should plan accordingly when that happens?
Yeah, like okay. They're just never going to be in school.
Yeah, by the time
I say by the time I get there, that they just won't have school in November.
Mm-mm.
Which is kind of funny. It's like, why
we'll all just go straight into Christmas break.
Well, it's like, why do we start in like, you know,
before
after
Labor Day?
Yeah, and it's like, and then all of a sudden we just, burp, yeah, tell we me something take I don't 2 months know. Off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's no school in November. It's no school December, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go to school for like 3 weeks over the span of 8.
Yeah, you sound old right now. So this would be awesome when we were right? kids. It'd
I know.
Be great. It'd be fantastic.
I mean, I am old.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it.
Them's the breaks.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's real old.
Yeah, I know. Freaking Methuselah the producer.
Man. brutal.
Oh, speaking of
our analog producer.
Speaking of Methuselah the producer. God, somebody, I God, saw
I you guys.
After the Dwayne Wade statue fiasco in Miami, somebody, what was the one, is Methuselah, who's the one that had the snakes in her hair?
Medusa.
Medusa.
So close.
Not Methuselah.
No.
Somebody dropped the, what if the sculptors really weren't that great, and what if Medusa was just real?
Yeah, there you go.
Where's you know, Lawrence like, Fishburne? What if all those great statues, they weren't. Somebody just finally got to Medusa because you'd turn to stone if you looked at her snakes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, looked in her face.
Because we got modern technology. But we can't perfect the statue now. That's the only explanation.
For how good those other ones are?
I was like, I'll be damned. I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but I'll be damned if it didn't make me think for a fraction of a second, this may be real.
Yeah, what is it like all those Roman sculptors from the old days could do that people today cannot?
Yeah, well, have a bunch of time and no reference of what the people actually looked like. I think that's it right there.
I guess that's fair enough.
I mean, they were really damn good.
Fair enough.
And they could take as long as they wanted. And it wasn't like, give us a Dwayne Wade statue in 2 months and make it look just like Dwayne Wade.
And that's still how it turned out.
Yeah. Awful. That was awful.
What was the other one, too? Was it Messi?
No, Ronaldo. At his own airport.
Oof.
At his own airport, which is a terrible thing to have named after you.
Yeah.
Like a highway, an airport.
Hey, I would take the Jeff Rust International Airport.
Yeah, until people's flights start getting delayed. Like, what if you...
it's my fault?
What if they renamed SFO Jeff Rust International Airport? That... Everybody knows, don't take a flight in or out of SFO, because you're going to get delayed.
I mean, Vegas is, there on those is Harry Reid, but I never associate. I just say I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
LaGuardia, like the...
You get to New York, and you got a big city like that with multiple airports. Then, yes, you got to call it by the name.
But, yeah, you've got... But you have to...
Because you got LaGuardia, you got JFK.
O'Hare. Chicago. Yeah. But... You got to name it after somebody where it's like, are you going to badmouth that airport? Like, how dare you? You're going to badmouth JFK.
Right?
You're going to do that? You're going to badmouth JFK.
I mean,
it's got to be somebody
the Oswald family will.
Impenetrable.
Oh, jeez.
Do you think they're sitting there flying in, like, nope, we're going to LaGuardia in this family?
Or you scale. Just purposely like, go to JFK.
Going to Newark.
Yeah. Like, I put a bullet in your head and then I flew into your airport.
Jeez, the
I'm all up in your kitchen.
Goodness gracious. That was the most aggressive turn that we could have taken on that.
Do you think the Kennedys, like anybody with that last name, was just banned from the airport? Just pre-banned?
You're
on a no-fly list for this airport specifically.
I think so.
Did they maybe ban Bobby Jr. too?
How else is he supposed to smuggle dead animals around?
Good point. Private. Flies private. I mean, he's definitely flying private, I think.
Right.
When's the last time a Kennedy went in or out of JFK?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Back into the left.
That ain't happening.
Isn't that where the bullet landed?
Yeah.
That's where their seat is on the airplane.
We have a text in on the Vancouver Ford text line. If they rename SFO Jeff Rust International Airport, every time I fly through, I'm texting Rust, I am in you.
Yes. Perfect.
It's fantastic.
It'll all work out great.
Have you guys noticed this? The trend of, like, back in the day, before social media was a big deal, when you would go to a city where you knew where somebody else was, like an acquaintance or friend, you'd, you know, call them, hey, or you'd text them, hey, you know, I'm there. Like, oh, yeah, and let's meet up. And it was like, we're not going to meet up.
Were taking pictures from 1,000 yards away.
It happens all the way. What?
What?
Good Lord.
At a city where you know where someone was.
That's called stalking, yeah. Jeff.
Oh.
Which, Florida basketball.
Yeah.
Oof. That's a segue to a story today. Florida basketball. Right? We got to talk about that today. That may be the worst day on the web. Because Instagram was the culprit.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord. But like now, when you're like, hey, you know, I'm in your city, and people just go, have fun.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, people don't even pretend to be like, yeah, let's meet up anymore.
Oh, dude, I tried to do that.
Sure.
Like, I tried to meet up with my cousin when we went to Indiana, mm-hmm. right? Nope. It's just like, I've never been to Indiana before. You live here. And it was just like, yeah, we can't do this. It's like, yeah, it's tight window, tight turnaround. Yeah.
The great thing about Indiana, though, is all of their roads are just a grid.
Yeah.
It's very easy to drive around there.
I didn't do much.
Oh.
I walked around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All the Midwest, like, corn field towns.
It's very flat. You can grid that thing out.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no hills to go around.
No, it's all wonderful.
Corn.
Yeah, corn. No. Porn was yesterday.
I thought I heard something else.
Porn was definitely yesterday.
Russ is distracted. He's too busy enlisting in the North Korean army right now.
All that Midwestern porn.
Yeah. I bet you if you go on the porn site, you could probably find some Midwestern corn.
I'm actually really happy about this. I'm
going to slide right in here.
When we went to New York, I have a buddy that lives over there, and he literally was like, I know you're here. We going to meet up or what? And I was like, yeah, let's find some time.
Sure.
So we went outside. It was a great day. I'm glad he's strong-armed us into lunch, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Look. On the ones when, like, you make it happen, it's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, like, hey, you know, we were, like, either pretty good acquaintances or, like, light friends.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I've got friends in Vegas or I've got friends in Florida. It's like, there's, like, friends and then there's, like, your friends. And it's like,
I only got friends in low places.
Okay.
Yeah, but
here's the question,
there's a difference.
Here's a question that I have. Well, we're already way over. How far in advance do you reach out for that? Hey, let's meet up if you're making a trip.
If it's your best friend,
day of best friend. Because that's my thing is I'm like, oh, crap, they live there.
Yeah.
And then I reach out and it's like way too late. And I'm like, oh, well, that's
because if it's the best friend, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think with anybody, it's like if they're going to be in town, you can give me short notice. I'll try to make it work. I usually can.
Yeah.
I usually can't. And is that understood? By everybody?
I think if the people actually know you,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because when we went to Hawaii, and there's a lot of people I went to school with that live in Hawaii, and like after we got back, it was like, dude, you were in Hawaii and you didn't reach out? I was like, damn.
My bad.
My bad. And I felt bad about it.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know. Like, how deep into the... to the holster do you go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't reach all the way down in the bag.
Yeah.
And was it the same island in Hawaii?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's be honest, it's not a big island.
No.
Or was it the big island?
Even the big island is not that big.
It's not a big island.
No. Yeah. No, it's...
The only thing that takes you...
It was Oahu, and it was like...
Yeah. Oh, so you are a jerk.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing, though. If you're on, like, a vacation like that... You can only, like, when I went, when Tori and I went for our honeymoon, we didn't know. So I've got two really good friends who live out there. We're out there for like 10 days. We did make sure one day that we met up with both of them.
Yeah. We only had like a car for one day when we were there.
Okay.
And there's a lot of locals who are like, I'm not going to Waikiki. Screw you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that.
That's a zoo.
I'm not going down there.
Yeah. See, he's right there at Hickam Air Force Base. So I could slide in and it's a lot easier. It's also...
It's really hard. It's like, dude, if you want to come meet me at the beach, come meet me at the beach.
Yeah.
Is that being a jerk?
It is funny that if you're somebody who lives there, you're just like, I don't want to go down to that glorious beach. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go to the smaller beach.
And there's a lot of them, like, if they're college friends, it's like, this is my wife. They're like, how do you guys know each other? Well, we got hammered a lot together.
Yeah. We made a lot of poor life choices together, and we bonded over it.
We just boiled that down to college, and then now it's understood with my wife. It's like, okay, I get it.
Also, I would like to point out, I have been vindicated by Rufio on the Vancouver Ford text line.
Okay.
Saying, yeah, I definitely thought Danny said Midwest porn, too.
All right, let's go to the tape. Let's go to the tape.
All right.
Let's get answers. Mm. All right, let's get this show on the road. We got a football Friday.
Mm.
We've got a lot of football to discuss.
We do.
It's a big weekend in college football.
It is.
Big weekend in the NFL.
We had a nice little game last night.
It started with a great game last night that answered a lot of questions on one side and left a lot for the other. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's corn.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Mm-mm. That's corn.
All right, bring that music down. I need to hear this again. Rust?
All of like the Midwest like corn.
Yeah.
Corn.
Yeah, that's corn.
Corn.
That's corn. So what we have learned is that you and Rufio are just have toilet brains.
Well, I think
we reestablished where you really hear a pee there.
All of like the Midwest like corn.
Yeah.
No.
You can hear the k-
mm. No.
I hear a p-
Hmm. All right.
There's no plosive there.
Okay.
Very highbrow stuff.
Yes. Are you guys going to fight over this?
You said porn.
I feel
yesterday.
I feel like I'm in Step Brothers being like, I can help with this whole corn porn situation you got going on here.
To look for porn, Dan.
All right.
Corn porn is definitely not what you want to pop up on your search results.
All right. All right.
I'm just saying, like, if you died and that came up in your search history, that would lead to a lot of questions.
Didn't realize vegetable porn was a thing.
All right. Kate, which reminds me, we're a circle of trust here, everybody here.
Oh, please, please, please come out of this. Please land this plane.
Yeah.
Please land this plane.
Well, I'm just trying to assemble the army of people that will do this for me.
Delete your browsing history?
Anything. Just
nuke
take it. Yeah, you could just take it all.
You made Jason Kelsey your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just take a magnet and wipe it all over that laptop.
Yeah. I mean, we just don't. I mean, there's no need.
Look, it's not doing anyone any good.
Yeah.
Regardless of like.
Actually, save the photos because I don't have any. I don't have any photos that will get me in trouble.
Sure, yeah.
But just, you know, everything else, just get if I die in your watch.
Yeah, look, man, here's the thing. The search history, I'm less worried about
that
stuff and more about, like, the why was he Googling that? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Like, sitting on the crapper thoughts of, like,
yeah.
What, wait, what is that?
And my,
you end up finding out things you didn't necessarily want the answer to.
Yeah, I think yours are going to be far darker than mine.
Not even darker, but
I think people would look at mine and be like,
"Oh no, darker, most definitely darker."
That's what he was thinking about, and we can avoid it.
It's like, no, that's what I thought about in that moment, and I had nothing else to do, so I hit the Google search.
Yeah,
incognito mode.
Well, I mean, it's mostly
they'll still get you.
I know.
It's mostly, and Sukanik says this all the time, that I can get him fired yesterday if I wanted to.
You call those text messages?
Yeah. But it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody wants any of their...
No!
They're
like the same the day.
Their text with their good friends released. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Like I said, I got buddies who are full board colonels who are going up for their board to be a general. And
national security, Danny wants you to destroy his phone.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I can send one photo and get that guy sent to jail. Are you kidding me?
Good times.
Like, come on now.
All right. Well,
there's a segment.
That's Thursday Night Football. It was a great game last night.
Both teams played hard.
Oh, boy. Last night was a great Thursday Night Football game, and we really should talk about this because it was a fun game. It was at times good defensive football, and at times it was, oh, boy.
Mm.
Tale of two halves.
Indeed.
We'll go tale of two halves on that one. And by golly, Ja'Marr Chase is a freak of nature.
Good Lord, if you had him on your fantasy team.
But Lamar Jackson is even more.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that after us with SportsCenter. Last night, Thursday night, football came down to the wire as the Baltimore Ravens hold off the Cincinnati Bengals. 35-34, Thursday night football. We can start from the back and work our way to the front.
Mm.
We're going to wipe this game back to front. And let's start with the way that it ended.
It gets messy, doesn't it?
I will applaud Zach Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You are down a score on the road late in a game against a team that is superior to you, has got an MVP candidate on the other side,
mm-hmm.
and has been putting up points on every single drive to end the game. Sound familiar?
Mm.
Todd Bowles talking to you. Zach Taylor scores and tries to go for two. I have zero issue whatsoever with it.
Especially when you consider the Ravens got away with it.
And, well, no, the Ravens had to go for two because Justin Tucker missed. I'm talking about the Bengals at the end.
The Ravens got away with it on the defensive holding and smacking the hell out of Joe Burrow.
Yeah, two missed calls.
The hitting Joe Burrow, I'm in the world of like, I don't really like throwing the flag there at the quarterback, but the defensive holding was egregious.
And basically, I don't mind the way the Ravens played it either, because what you're saying is, I dare you to throw this flag in this moment. And they didn't.
How often do they?
That's what defenders do. Yeah. Late in games, crucial situations, referees do not, as much as they get flack for being the center of attention and dictating outcomes of games.
They want to put their flags away
and
let them decide.
They do not want that at all unless your name is like Scott Foster in the NBA. Then you always want to be the center of attention. But most of the time, officials in every sport, they do not want to be the reason why a team says we won or lost the game. And was it defensive holding? Yep. Was there forcible contact to the neck or head area of the quarterback? Yes, I did see an official, like one of those referee Twitter accounts, say that because the defender was pulled down, and when that happened, that's where the contact, that his hand was up, and it came down because he was being yanked down to the ground because the offensive lineman was on skates, seemed to be a common theme throughout the course of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow took some hits in that game.
Yeah, he did.
He took some hits.
He had to get, what, three sacks? Yeah, three sacks.
But he also got lit up a few times.
But he also got smacked around, yeah.
Absolutely.
They registered 13 hits, which means they probably registered like 20.
Yeah. But in that moment for Zach Taylor, I loved what he said after the game, which is, we came to win.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come to tie. We didn't come to leave it up to a coin toss like Baker Mayfield did. we went to win that damn mm-hmm. game. And they put them on the table. They said, we will win or lose this game with this two-point conversion. Yep. And they ended up losing the football game on it. I have no issues with Zach Taylor and the Bengals going for two, because if we're going to criticize Todd Bowles for doing the same thing and or for not doing it because he wanted to play for overtime and have more opportunities, I will praise Zach Taylor in a loss for trusting one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Who's on an absolute heater.
Who threw for over 400 yards. Mm-hmm. And I will be okay with Cincinnati going for two in that.
And my wide receiver right now is unguardable.
He's always open. He is 7-11, baby. But there are massive questions with the Cincinnati team.
I don't even know where to start, because they're now 4-6, and they've dropped games where you can make the argument of their six losses, they should have won four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, oh, they were there. Like, no, you should have won this game.
They had no business losing to the Patriots the first game of the year, despite the fact they were banged up, injury riddled, all that stuff. New England's just not a good football team. You had a chance against the Kansas City Chiefs. You had a chance against the Washington Commanders. You had a chance against the Ravens the first time. Now you have a chance against the Ravens the second time, and you lose.
The only game where they just weren't in the game was the Eagles game.
The gut punch of that is three of those games have been at home.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, the first Ravens game, and then the Commanders game.
And
all three of them at home.
Yeah.
And now it comes to the point where, you know, I said this yesterday, Cincinnati has beat bad teams on their schedule, mm-hmm. with the exception of New England. They've taken care of the bad teams. They still have not beat a good team. And we all know that they are talented enough to win these games, especially when B.J. Hill is in the lineup. B.J. Hill is a game wrecker in the middle. But in the fact that you look at the drive chart of that game and how the Baltimore Ravens finished that game, touchdown, 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 end of game, kneel it out. The winning,
you couldn't get them off the field once.
There is, in crucial situations, in times where the game is on the line, winning is a learned trait.
Mm-hmm.
And they have forgotten how to do that late in games. I mean, Hamilton goes out for Baltimore
with the ankle, yep.
And the offense, they finish the game with two touchdowns, mm-hmm. giving yourselves a chance to win the game. Justin Tucker misses a PAT.
Which, ESPN Stats and Info had the number on that. It was like the first time somebody had missed an extra point to tie or take the lead with X amount of time left since like 92.
It's crazy.
It was one of those like stats of like, there's been like 4,000 football games since this has happened. Yep. And it's Justin bleeping Tucker who... Are we watching the goat just crumble before our eyes now? Like, is the leg just gone?
Dude, Father Time is undefeated.
Like, he went from being that dude. I mean, it's him and, you know, Vinatieri probably, right? As far as the big-time mm-hmm. clutch, consistent, just metronome kickers. And now he's missing. He's no longer automatic from 50, nope. like you expect. He's missing extra points. He missed a chip shot field goal. Was it 2 weeks ago? Where you're like, whoa, what was that, dude? It's
uncharacteristic, but
it's going for him.
It starts to become that characteristic when it happens enough. But you think of it as, all right, the offense is doing their job, but the defense just is getting pummeled over and over again, right? The learned trait of winning, right? And why that is something that a team goes through, and there's that unfettered belief at the end of a game. Kansas City has that in spades, right?
Which is even why Patrick Mahomes is underperforming. They still win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's baked into the DNA now.
Baltimore, they have that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just confidence in your quarterback. It is when another team gives us an inch, can we break that door open and kick that door down, get in and make it our own? A fumble by the Cincinnati Bengals. When they were up 21-7 in the third quarter, they fumbled the ball, and that was all the Baltimore Ravens needed. Offense goes down and scores. The defense goes, all right, we're back in this game. Okay. What do they do on the next drive? force a punt, right? Offense goes down, touchdown, right? Even when you miss that PAT and it's 21-20, they said, okay, our defense is going to pick up the slack and we are going to continue to be
just
in this game.
Just humming on offense.
They force, Cincinnati goes for it on fourth down. Nope, no dice. Offense gets the ball back. They go down and score. It is an avalanche that happens, and all great teams have that characteristic. They have that trait. Is Cincinnati a team where they're going to figure that out over the course of a season? That is the big question, because this is where we know teams can do the, oh boy, here we go again. And how many times have the Bengals won those games? They won a close-ish game against Cleveland.
Yeah, they just haven't done it at all, I think, this year.
And you're, when it's tight, they've lost.
And if you're Joe Burrow, you've got to be sitting there going, what the hell do I have to do? Because he's been phenomenal. Outside of the first, what, 2.5 weeks when he was still kind of coming back and working his way through the injury recovery stuff, he's been phenomenal. He's had absolutely monster games. And he's doing it without a running back. He's doing it without his other wide receivers. And every time he gets these opportunities, he's going out there and delivering.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still falling short. And you have to go like, bro, what, like, genuinely, what else can he do at this point? Like,
nothing. Sometimes there's nothing you can do.
If you're a quarterback and you're out there and you're throwing for
nothing you can do, man.
428, four touchdowns, you're not like, taking three sacks on 56 attempts is insane.
59 dropbacks?
Like, that's insane. So he's really clearly getting the ball out very quickly.
Yeah. And not taking bad sacks either. He was running for his life. There was one where a Herbstreit, and kudos to Kirk Herbstreit, playing hurt. Dog Ben dies.
Oh, God.
His Twitter is so sad.
Oh,
right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a big bummer.
Their cancer treatment didn't work, so they had to put him down.
Ugh. So, playing hurt, but Herbstreit had one of those where Burrow is like dancing, breaks like two tackles in the pocket, scrambles out, and throws the ball, and he overshoots a wide open receiver. And he's like, well, he did the hard part. It's like, yeah, he did. But there is no easy part when you're under that sort of pressure, right? Because I think it was Hamilton like had come up and got up in
put
the way.
Up,
and he airmailed his receiver on the outside. It's like, what more does Joe Burrow need to do? Because what he did in that game was more than enough to win. The defense let them down again. And that goes back to Baltimore is good enough to win these games. But their defense is still not good enough to win a Super Bowl right now.
No.
Because the trait that every other team has that they will be facing when it comes to the divisional round of the playoffs, the conference championship game, and a Super Bowl is all of those teams have that intrinsic trait of, nope, we do not let teams back into games. And If we give a team an inch, we'll slam that door shut.
It's the
in
anaconda.
Their face again.
You're going to squeeze the air out of them.
That is the Kansas City Chiefs right now, right? That is what we're seeing with Buffalo. Though Buffalo has shown those massive warts previously, can Buffalo finally get over the edge and start slamming the door shut on teams? Because, I mean, we have plenty of a track record to show you they don't have it in them. They go through a lot of what Cincinnati does, except for they win some of these games in the regular season up 21-7. They don't give the opposition an opportunity to get back in it. Baltimore's defense has some serious question marks on it still.
And it's not getting better.
They are. And Joe Burrow, he may have not thrown a pick, but that was only because a blade of grass between the corner who just gets burned all the time. He made an incredible play.
Toast.
Yeah, his last name is Toast. He made an incredible play on a ball, and he was like kind of falling out of bounds, and his toe, when his left foot came down, his right toe had drug out onto the sideline. And that was in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though he made a play there, they are bad in the secondary.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really hard to watch.
And it doesn't
make
any sense.
It does. I mean, you got a rookie on one side, but since it's Baltimore, we've just come accustomed to plugging Brandon Stevens.
Oh, okay.
Who had the interception. They are really bad in the back end outside of Kyle Hamilton and then Marlon Humphrey, who, dude, that guy forces that fumble, and that's what gave them life. But he's your nickel corner. On the outside, they got a rookie, and then, as Russ puts it, toast on the outside. That's why they go and they make the trade for Tre'Davious White, because they're saying, we hope we can get even a little bit of what he
functionality
showed
out there.
If they don't, they're not winning in the playoffs, and that's unfortunate.
Which is insane when you think about it. Both these teams and both these quarterbacks, I mean, are these the two quarterbacks playing the best in the league right now?
Probably. Yes. Right now.
Individual performances, those are the two best quarterbacks in the league. Now, we're not talking about team performance. We're talking about what they do specifically.
Because when the rubber meets the road, I'm never taking anybody over Patrick Mahomes
no,
right now.
No, but you're talking about, like, who, if you're asking who are the best performing
for
quarterbacks.
For 60 minutes consistently over the course of game, I would put Lamar, Burrow, Jared Goff, I would absolutely put in that category. Josh Allen
has that one game where it's like, that little guy over there, don't worry about that little guy. Which is 9 of 27. Other than that, he's been phenomenal.
I'd put him in that. But yeah, these two guys are playing out of their minds.
And both
right
their
now.
Teams.
All those guys are in the AFC, by the way.
Yeah. The interesting thing is,
except for Goff,
you could make if something, one little thing goes right for the Bengals in four games, and one little thing goes wrong for the Ravens in four games, like, you could spin this on its head, and they could have the inverse records very, very, very easily.
Lamar Jackson is proving something that nobody likes to do, though. We'll get to that next. Danny Dusty on the Fan. Lamar Jackson is doing something that collectively we do not give guys credit for. He has taken almost all of his flaws and turned them on their head. And you look at last night, he went 25-33, 290 yards, 4 TDs, no interceptions. We knew he could run the ball, 7 carries for 33 yards, but his fourth quarter was beautiful. It was perfect, almost. Mm. In the fourth quarter, he went 11 of 13, 197 yards, and 3 touchdowns. In the fourth quarter. Think about that stat line, right?
That seems decent.
They are losing at one point in that game 21-7 in the third.
And it definitely felt like, at least I was watching it, that the Bengals were going to run away with that game.
He threw for 197 of his 290 yards in that fourth quarter. This guy is doing, we don't like to give guys credit of, players can change, players can grow. And a lot of it is tied to your coordinator, the system you're playing in, and the guys that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, well, Lamar Jackson, at the beginning of his career, he can't push the ball downfield. His own coach said he can't push the ball downfield. Well, he didn't have a vertical target to stretch the field to effectively push the ball down the field. They go and they correct that. They get rid of Greg Roman, and they bring in Todd Monken, who is schematically wise, fits Lamar Jackson far better than what Greg Roman did. We're seeing it in LA with the Chargers. Greg Roman is really good at running the football, commanding the clock, keeping everything in front of you in short, and having a good passing game on the intermediate and short. Where are the explosives, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that, if it's not out of play action, it's not existing, right? Herbert fits Greg Roman more than Lamar Jackson did, because Lamar, at the beginning of his career, too, was not a guy who really was comfortable in the pocket. He looks more comfortable now. He is an elite quarterback by any measure, every measure. And although he won the MVP last year, this year, he is playing better than he did last year.
Yeah, this is the best version we've seen of him. And, you know, the criticism I always had of him was the inability to push the ball down the field, the accuracy, the consistency of the accuracy, and then year after year, he's gotten better.
And
that's the thing, is like, it's interesting because we talk about that, you know, players are allowed to improve, and you can change your own narratives. The thing is, so many don't. And him and Josh Allen are kind of the exceptions of like the things they had pushed up against them, that not only did they improve, they conquered their demons. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that separates those two quarterbacks specifically.
And as good as he was in the fourth quarter last night, also just even on third down last night, 10 of 11, 162 yeah. yards, three touchdowns, and a perfect 158.3 passer rating. Yeah.
That is a
pretty good,
very good quarterback. That is an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that growth in front of our eyes with Lamar. He is getting more and more of that recognition, but I think it still needs to be highlighted more. One guy who doesn't, we need to talk about, because I think we're not talking nearly enough about a quarterback who is in command of an elite offense right now, and nobody seems to want to put him in that conversation. Mm. We'll start hour number two with that. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.